your host, Mike Holt. Well, we're back again with Dick, and this time we're going to talk about the states.
The states in 1985, under their governors of treason, elected to commission the Australia Acts Request Act 1985. Now, if a governor is representing the Crown like they're supposed to, they would have the Crown seal on that act. And a lot of them have. That is treason there and then by that governor, because the first paragraph in that act, the states, it covers Australia Acts Request Act 1985. Every state has got one. An act to enable the constitutional arrangements affecting the Commonwealth and the states to be brought into conformity with the status of the Commonwealth of Australia as a sovereign, independent federal nation. Now, all that sovereign, independent federal nations, all in lowercase. Mm. It's not there yet. It's another abstract entity they created. Now, people don't seem to understand, but the status, that means that's what it is. That's what it is. Nothing else. It is a sovereign, independent federal nation. Now, we're a constitutional monarchy.
Mm.
So how we can't be a sovereign, independent federal nation as well as a constitutional monarchy. Now, all you people that don't want the crown, this is what you're getting, where they own everything. That's what they're wanting. That's why they want a republic. You don't own anything. You just work for us, and we'll rip. If you make any money, we'll take a bit more off of you. Now, that was a senator in Queensland, but they're all a senator in 1985, the last 3 or 4 months of 1985. Now, under the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act, Section 128, is referendum entrenched. To change the status of the Commonwealth of Australia as a sovereign, independent federal nation, when did we have that referendum?
We never did.
No, we've never had that referendum. This is the abstract outside our Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act. And they're all abstract as well as us. Every person is abstract because when they removed the preamble and the first six clauses, they removed the living out. So now, we're, as I said before, we're just abstract entities. Now, we have no referendum for that. Then you go to the next paragraph. It stipulates there, whereas the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth and Premiers of the State at conferences held in Canberra on the 24th and 25th of June, 1982, and the 21st of June, 1984, agreed on the taking of certain measures to bring constitutional arrangements affecting the Commonwealth and states into conformity with the status of the Commonwealth of Australia as a sovereign, independent federal nation. Now, that paragraph alone tells you a hell of a lot.
Mm.
Tells you that the Prime Minister, six state premiers, conspired against the Crown and against our Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act. When are you going to read and wake up? That is conspiracy of treason.
Well, the problem is, you know, the political parties have trained Australians to not discuss politics. You know, you talk to an Australian about politics and, oh, I don't have any time for politics. What they don't realise is everything is political.
They go and vote.
Yeah, and yet they go and vote because they have to.
No.
We don't want to, but we're forced to because otherwise we get fined. Well, so what? Take the fine and tell them to shove it. We don't have to pay these fines.
The Queen that they're talking about in this is Elizabeth II, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom, Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of other realms and territories, head of the Commonwealth, defender of the faith. That's what they're wiping out.
Mm.
And that's what they've done before. But they've done it in a system outside the Commonwealth of Australia, Constitution Act. They've done it outside that. So you can't, well, people will say to me, but they haven't changed the Constitution. I've seen it. I've read it. They changed the parts on the outside and create parts on the outside, which actually change the authority of it inside.
Gotcha.
Now,
I've actually wondered about that myself.
What the next thing there, what they did was, and whereas it is agreed that the Parliament of the Commonwealth, at the request of the Parliaments of the States in pursuance of sections 51, it's got triple X V triple I, whatever number that is, of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Australia, such enactment and act in the terms of the first schedule. Yeah. Now, what they've done there is they put that Commonwealth as a sovereign, independent federal nation to go into our Constitution and change it, and not change it, but use a section of it, subsection of 51 of it, to allow this thing to go through.
Subsection.
So how can a sovereign, independent federal nation go into our Constitution and authorise changes?
Might as well have the Chinese come in and do it.
Yeah, we got them counting the votes anyway.
Yeah.
So this is how they circumvent the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act. It is... they are very good. They are very good.
At creating
this system. They must just sit there all day and night just slowly doing it. And it's like I explained to you before, they took out the common law and they changed it to common law in Australia, their Australia.
Mm.
Now, if you read sections 51 and 52, it says that they can make the laws for peace, order and good government of the Commonwealth, right? That is a common law contract or a common law statement that they can make the laws for the peace, order and good government of the Commonwealth. That's a common law statement.
Mm.
Then you have just after that, it says with respect to. Those three little words tell you they can't get outside it. They're getting outside it by all different means. And if you go into section 52, they have the exclusive right to make the laws for the peace, order and good government of the Commonwealth. Mm. That's quite right. But that's another common law statement. And that is got with respect to in it as well. That means they can't go outside it. And when you look at the constitutions today, I have got three of them there, which are from 1999, 2003, and 2012, which are the constitution under their seal, which is what I explained before, how they created it and trademarked it. It states there, these constitutions have together with the Australia Act. Now, you can't get the Australia Act till you've had the criminal actions and the referendums to get even the Australia Act's Request Act by six states.
Mm.
You can't get an Australia Act. And don't tell me the Queen signed a damn thing because she only signed the breakfast menus. And don't worry about what bloody England did in 1986 when they made the Australia Act England, because they're under European law and they're under civil law. So they've got nothing to do with us whatsoever at that time. It was only political parties and their corruption.
Yeah. Now I've got a proclamation here somewhere. This one. It's in Dick's book on page 205.
I've got how they changed the whole thing.
Yeah. Now, is that signature on there really her signature, or is that a fake?
What is it for?
This is for the commission passed under the Royal Sign Manual and the Royal Great Seal of Australia, appointing the Honourable William Gore George.
See, what they've done in that system is the Latin for R is Queen.
Right, Regis.
So when you turn around and you want the Queen of Australia, she is Elizabeth II by the Queen of Australia, so forth. Elizabeth II. So you've got the word Elizabeth, and then you put Queen of Australia, you've got the R. So it's right. Elizabeth R. They've got them all over the place. And it's not Her Most Excellent Majesty's signature.
That's not her signature at all. That's a fake.
They can copy it. They can fake it. Yeah. They can do, but it's not. She don't. Once she signs things like that, she loses her head.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I thought that was it. So that's on page 205 of Dick Yardley's book. That's this book here.
Dick Yardley's book, Australian Political and Religious Leaders, Treason, Treachery and Sabotage. Dick exposes how Whitlam, Hawke, Keating, Goss, Rudd and all the other Fabians have destroyed our manufacturing and agriculture. If you want to know exactly how they have done it, get Dick's book at advanceaustralia.com.au and click on merchandise. Knowledge is power. Get the power to fight the corruption today.
So if you haven't got a copy of this, this in itself is a total indictment of the political party system, communist system. That's what I can call it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, all their constitutions are under their seal, totally corrupt seal, what they've created. We had all states now are using public functionary seals or copies of fraudulent copies of these seals as to get all their systems through. And that's exactly what the government did, Commonwealth government. They turn around and when Queensland and Victoria changed their imperial crowns to a St. Edward's crown or a royal crown, but they changed those crowns without royal warrant, that allowed the Commonwealth government, Australian government, to create a seal that looks exactly like our public functionary seal for the Commonwealth, but you can't see the shield properly, and they don't, in their trademark, they don't write up what the seals are for.
If you have chosen the red pill, then there is only one place to host your website. Enlightened Hosting. No censorship. Domains. Hosting. Secure. Build your website and get online fast. www.redpillhosting.com.
They've turned around and that gave them the right to trademark that seal and make it look like it's just another fraud.
Yeah.
Total fraud. And they're using the fraud as treason.
Yeah. Dick, it's been a real pleasure and I thank you for all these discussions because you're helping educate Australians. And I hope, Australia, that you will start to realise that we are living under a total fraudulent system. We do not have to obey it, but we can only disobey it if we all unite together. So get behind this common law assembly idea because this is the only way we're going to get back a proper government.
See you later. Need numbers. That means you.
Yeah, that means you. Thank you.
Are you interested in podcasts that uncover the truth? Tune into Widdershins Podcast. Straight from science fiction, we uncover the technologies being developed right under our noses. We bring to you the world's leading scientists, engineers, and experts to discover just how far away these things really are from becoming our reality. www.widdershinspodcast.com.
Listen to the pouring rain, listen to it pour. And with every drop of rain, you know I love you more. Let it rain all night long, let my love for you grow strong. As long as we're together, who cares about the weather? Listen to the falling rain, listen to it fall. Listen to the pouring rain, listen to it pour. And with every drop of rain, you know I love you more. Let it rain all night long, let my love for you grow strong. As long as we're together, who cares about the weather? Listen to the falling rain, listen to it fall.
If you're enjoying the Bloody Aussie Battler podcast, please consider donating to help keep us going. You can donate just once or make it a monthly donation. Any amount is welcome. To donate, go to our website at www.thebloodyaussiebattler.com and click on Donate.